Okay, today's daf is Babasot of Kuf Samach Gimel, and we are in the discussion of Shtaris in Get Pashut. And yesterday, the Gemara brought up the discussions of how much space is allowed or not allowed right before the Edom sign on the bottom of a Shtar. So the Gemara spoke about how it's possible that even though a smaller amount of airspace would not be allowed, but as long as you fill it in, even with Edom Sulim, that would be okay. As the Gemara said, in the middle of Kuf Samach Beis Mabeis, Hayu Arba V'Chamisha Edom Chasumen Al Ashtar V'Nim Zachan Mein Karv Apostol. This guy made this Bashar. If there are four or five witnesses signed on the Ashtar, and we knock a couple of them out because they are relatives or Psulim, so then the other Edom could still function as witnesses, even though they're surrounded by psulim. But it's okay because Messiah Lechizkiah, the Amr Chizkiah, because Chizkiah says Milu Bikrovim Kasher. If there is airspace in between the signatures and the rest of the shtar, you're allowed to fill it in with krovim. The altatama, or if it's filled in with krovim, then it is still kosher. The altatama, and don't be wonder about this halacha. Rather, there's a difference between a plain area, a blank area of the shtar, where it's pasul, and if you fill it in, you can machshir it. Why? Because look at Tilcha Sukkah. Shaharei, Avir Sukkah, Posa B'Shlosha, the airspace of a sukkah. If I have airspace in a sukkah, there's three tachim, so then that would pasul. Schach pasul, Posa Barba. But if I fill in with schach pasul, that would be okay. Only four tachim of schach pasul would be a problem. So that's the Mesorah that we have. But you see from there that the Avir Sukkah and versus the schach pasul. So this asks, ma kesher between sukkah at a left field? Hilcha sukkah, we're quoting for Hilcha Shtaris. Says Tosfos, the Altatama, Shei Aver Posim B'Shlosh, Avim Tomar. Amaylo Moisi Raya Miget Kireach. There's a much simpler Raya you could have brought. Within Hilcha Shtaris, from Miget Kireach, Shavir, which is Sugya in Mesechas Gittin, Shavir Posel V'Karov Mashlim. That Miget Kireach, it's called a bald star, a certain type of star is there. So again, within Shtaris you could have had a Raya. So V'yesh Lomar, V'shum Dahi Gufa Takanta Durabanan Hi. No, the whole concept of a get kireach is itakana derabanan, and he gufa tzricharai milzah daraisa. And we want to find them davar daraisa itself to find where that derabanan was modeled after. Then Tosva says the logic question: v'im torah mashach tam psul avir haget lipsul avir sukkah. What's the connection between the two? Airspace of a get, airspace of a sukkah. V'yesh lomer, and he says you see that you're not gozer here, so you shouldn't be gozer there. More general type of law. You see, by in one context you're not gozer space versus psulim atu space. So too in the other case as well. But Rabbi Chanan says, I don't know why Tosfos had to jump to the second question. Rabbi Chanan said, Tosfos asked a wonderful question at the beginning. Why couldn't you bring a raya from the within Shtaris? What does Tosfos answer? No, because that's also Zerabanan. And they're looking for a source Daraisa. And then Tosfos says, but what, how can you compare it? No, but that's the point, says Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, in Taf Kuf Tzadik Beis, Umakshikshu betosfus, Va'inyim Psal Avir, Get Livsal Avir Sukkah, Lule Divrehem, Hayef Shalomar, Debegamara Maisu, Deika Dechvasa Bidel Raisa. The milsa, the leka, the chvasa, bidaraisa, lo misakni rabbanan. By every dinder rabbanan, Rabbi Chanan writes the yesod. The rabbanan always made it kein daraisa. Very few times do we have something that Chazal said, and it has nothing to do with the daraisa. There is a few times which is called ein lo ikir min haTorah. Nothing to do with the din daraisa, like the laws of muksa. The Gemara in Beitza says, "Ein lo ikir min haTorah." What was muksa patterned after? No, it was to be mekaye, maybe connected to a din daraisa of lamanya nuach on Shabbos. But that's ein lo ikir min haTorah. But kimat every din darabanan says Rav Elchanan was patterned after a daraisa, and maybe that's what's happening here. Again, Rav Schechter quotes many examples of this. To the idea that if you have a din darabanan, sometimes it looks like, independent. They're not based on anything, but Rav Soloveitchik also, Rav Shadar already quoted, was always very, took very seriously to find the source for what is the Din D'Oraisa that this Din D'Rabbanan is patterned after. A number of examples that he gives in Be'ikveh Hatzon, in Simen Yudalad, he quotes Rabbeinu Peretz. We mentioned this in the Shir a couple of years ago. Rabbeinu Peretz in Beitza Daf Lamed. Rabbeinu Peretz says, how long is Tosefa Shabbos? Tosefa Shabbos, where do you know Tosefa Shabbos from? I mean, that, what do you know? What's the shear of Tosefos? So what do we paskin? We paskin Mashu. As long as I start Shabbos a minute before Shkia, so I'm Yotzei by Mitzvah, Pashas, a Mitzvah, Daraisa, Tosef, and Shabbos. Right, learned that from Psukim, B'tisha, Be'er, Be'er, Tish, Pesusha, Shabbatchem, Gemara, and Yuma, and elsewhere, that you have to start Shabbos and Yontif earlier. There is a mystery in that Sugya, not for now, that the Rambam does not mention Tosef, and Shabbos, in Hilchos Shabbos. Does not mention it at all. It's a Mefurish Gemara, or in Hilchos Yontif. The only place he mentions it is in one context in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, by Yom Kippur, by Yisr Malacha on Yom Kippur. But that's why the Rambam does not mention it is unclear. The Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the halacha of Tosef HaShabbos in Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes the lashon of Yesh Omrim, Shemitzvah Lahosef Yichal HaKodesh. And the Bir Halacha says, he says Yesh Omrim in deference to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't quote Tosef HaShabbos, so even though everybody else does, and the Shulchan Aruch wants to quote it, he quotes the language of Yesh Omrim. But that's the concept of Tosef HaShabbos. So Pashas, what's Tosef HaShabbos? A minute, the minute of Klal Yisrael is to try to light Neir Shabbos 18 minutes before, 20 minutes before, different minhagim. But Rabbeinu Peretz in Beitza Daf Lamed says half an hour. Half an hour, that's Tosef HaShabbos. The question is, where do you get half an hour from? Where do you get half an hour from? Zeven, there was a minhag quoted in Europe, or Salvechik quoted, there was a minhag to light candles half an hour before, based on the Rabbeinu Peretz, and an Erev Yom Kippur to light candles an hour before. I don't know if that means an extra hour to the fast. An hour before, why? Half an hour for the Isser Malacha, and half an hour for the Inuyim. And Rav Salvechik couldn't understand this. Even if you want to hold that, both should be able to do the same half an hour. But that's the idea, but it was based on this Rabbeinu Peretz. Where does this come from? Where does this Rabbeinu Peretz come from? That it's a half an hour. So he says, V'nira Pashit, says Rav Shechter, Sha'amaka l'shitas Rabbeinu Peretz, Lomar, Sha'ashilu Tosef HaShabbos, Hu Chatzi Shah, Migamar Reish Perag Arei Pesachim. The source must be the Gemara at the beginning of Arei Pesachim, where it talks about what you're allowed to do, Samuch L'mincha, what you're allowed to do, Samuch L'mincha, and how is Samuch there defined? Chatzi Shah. Learn that Samach, you're not allowed to get a haircut, you're not allowed to do things, Samach Lamincha, you're not allowed to do all these activities, Samach. So the question is, Hadavar Tamua, Lomar Shalomar Rebbeinu Peretz, it's Shir Ladinda Araisa, Midavar Shul Lagamri, Midrabanan. How could, this is Chatzi Shah, you learn that out from, right, Tosef HaShabbos, you learn that from this, Dindrabanan, I'm not doing something, Samach Lamincha? The answer is no. We know that this is Dindrabanan, Rabbeinu Peretz saw this Dindrabanan in Meseches Psachim, Samach Lamincha is half an hour. And he says, where did Chazal get this from? That shear of samuch is a half an hour. There must be a din d'oraisa out there that's kein d'oraisa tikkun. The Chazal looked at it and saw, this must be the din d'oraisa, so we're going to make samuch l'mincha a half an hour. That's where he gets Tosef HaShabbos. He works backwards. He says, what's the din d'oraisa? It must be that Tosef HaShabbos is the din d'oraisa that's kein d'oraisa, and therefore, he said it must be half an hour Tosef HaShabbos. Well, we had another example not so long ago, in the previous parak, in parak Mishameis. Right, we know he spoke at length about the concept of a matnash shchiv mira, and on Kuf Bem Zayin, we had the lashon, a matnash shchiv mira, eina shal Torah, va'asa uhu kishal Torah. Again, that whole concept is a din d'rabanan. Right, matnash shchiv mira, a person gives a matana without all the rules of kinyanim. Right, he could just say it that it's going to work. So midrabanan, that's allowed. Where do they get that? What is that? How do you have a matana that works without any kinyanim? So again, Rav Shechter says maybe it's an expansion of the din d'oraisa of Yerusha. Like Rav Yochanan ben Broka says. Rav Yochanan ben Broka says only Amisha Royal Yarsho, you're allowed to switch the Yerusha. So this is a little expansion of that. Not just Amisha Royal Yarsho, but in the case of Shchimira, whoever you want. But again, you always have to find, Rav Soloveitchik says, and Rav Shechter expanded on it, the din d'oraisa that the Dindra Abanan is patterned after. Which is one more earlier in our Masechta, back in the second parak, in the Sugyas of Harchakas Nizakin. The Gemara says, on Daf Chavdal, the Mishnah, Marchikin Esa Ilan Min Ha'ir Chav He'ama. You'll have to distance your tree from a city 25 amas. You've got to leave space outside the city. And the Gemara says, why? Mishim Noye Ha'ir. The beauty of the city. We had that earlier, back in the second parak. Get the lead, you can't plant trees so close. And the Gemara says, V'tepeklei de'ein osin migrash sadeh. Why don't you learn it out from halacha by Ari Levium? You can't make a migrash into a sadeh outside Ari Levium. You have to leave some space for trees, some space for fields. And the Gemara answers, Hanimili bizraim, avo bi'ilanos avdinan. No, really, you're allowed to put shrees by an RA, by a RA Levium, but you're just not allowed to put Zeroyim. V'hachem shim noye ha'ir lo avdinan. Right, and then the Gemara says, make it more chilek, lamaisa between Zeroyim and Ilanos. The Gemara says, minot timra de shiny bein Zeroyim li Ilanos. How do you know that there's a difference between Zeroyim and Ilanos when it comes to RA Levium? So the Gemara answers a brisa. Carpe fioser mi beisashu gafladira a halacha in Hilchas Erevin. We learned back in Hilchas Erevin that if you have a very, very large area, huge, that's enclosed in walls, it has walls around it. So midah raisa, that's a rishus hayachid. It has walls around. Doesn't matter how big it is. It has walls around. That is a rishus hayachid. But there we mentioned there's a din derabanan about a karpef, a huge area. She'eino mukaf ladira. It was not surrounded, enclosed. It was not enclosed for residential purposes. That's a din, that's a rishus harabim midrabanan. Midrabanan, we treat it like a rishus harabim. Right? If it's mei ladira, so that no matter how big it is, it's considered a rishus hayachin. So the Gemara says there, what happens if you plant it in certain parts of that karpef? So the Gemara, we have this. This was daf chav dalet. Nizra rubo hariyu kagina va'aser. Nita rubo hariyu kachatzeru mutter. If you put zrayim in most of it, people don't walk around by zrayim. So therefore, by grain, they don't walk around there, so it's still considered a rishus harabim. But you put trees in, everybody likes to take walks through the trees, Shabbos afternoon, it's a beautiful day, you take a walk there, so that's considered residence, so that makes it into rishus hayachid. So, step back for a second, says Rav Shechter. We have the Gemara as, how do you know that there's a din d'oraisa, that you have to distance your trees from the city, and the Gemara is machai between Zraim and Netios on a d'oraisa level. What's the source? This whole chalik by Karpef. How could this be the source? The Derabanan is the source of the Daraisa? So the answer is no, just the opposite. Once we find the Din Derabanan, then we can say, hey, this is a Din Derabanan distinction. Where did Chazal get this idea from? That on a Derabanan level, you can be Machalik between the Tios and Zerayim. There must be a Din Daraisa out there that also has this distinction. That's what the Rabbanan means. That's what the Gemara means. Not just you found the Derabanan, but once you found the Derabanan, now you know that there must be a Din D'Oraisa out there. So the Din D'Oraisa must be the Halacha of Marchikin Min Ha'ilan. So again, this is a lot, many examples of this. There's more here. Of Dinim D'Rabanan, like what Bachanan says here. Bachanan says, Tosa's first answer is fine. Stop there. That once you find the Din D'Oraisa of Sukkah, to be Mechalik between airspace and Pasol items, so that is good enough. Just one final thought related, and that is, Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, also many examples on page Chaf Dal and Chaf Hei, where the Rav, Rav Salvation, didn't just stop by Dinim D'Rabanan. Dinim D'Rabanan finding their Makor in the Daraisa, but even Minhagim. There are many times where Rav Salvation would spend a shir or an article trying to figure out what the basis of a Minhag Yisrael is. Every Minhag must also be connected to a Din. And most of the time, a Din D'Oraisa, it's a chash for a Shita, or an expansion of a Shita. One of them is this Shabbos. This Shabbos. This quoted back from earlier, where Salvechik said that this Shabbos, many, many shuls stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros, the question is, where does that come from? The Rambam screams in a tshuva, in a tshuvas HaRambam, not in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in a tshuvas HaRambam writes that it is very, it's terrible, the minhag of standing just for the Aseres HaDibros, because it's violating a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says that in the olden days they used to say the Aseres HaDibros every day during davening, and they stopped because people started thinking that all you have to do is the Aseres HaDibros. You don't have to do any more mitzvahs, just the Aseres HaDibros. So we're giving it too much emphasis. So therefore, they stopped doing it because of Taromes Haminim. Says the Rambam, you stand up for Aseres HaDibros, same thing. You're giving it more emphasis than you're giving any other part of the Torah. So you're not allowed to stand for Aseres HaDibros. Right? That's the Rambam. And the question is, most shuls in the world stand for Aseres HaDibros. So Rav Salvechik answered this. Doesn't work so well for Eretz Yisrael. But Rav Salvechik answered, and that is, we know there are two types of trup of Tamei HaMikra that's used for Aseres HaDibros, Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. So in the Siddurim is printed Tam Tachton, which is read as regular psukim. But in many, many shuls throughout the world, Aseres HaDibros is read in Tam Elyon. Tam Elyon, which is read, it's read as Dibros. It's not read as psukim. It's like Lo Sirtzach, you read as, that's a sep, Lo Sirtzach. You don't read it, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf, Lo Sinaf. You don't read it like a whole pasuk with four Dibros. You read it as Dibros. That's Tam Elyon. So why do you read that as a different trop? Why do you have a different Rav Sezer of Soloveitchik? It must be that this minhag is reflecting a different experience and a different understanding of the takana d'rabbanan of Kriyas HaTorah. Generally, the din of Kriyas HaTorah, which is a din d'rabbanan, which again is relates to not going 3 days without Torah, right? Which is last week's parsha, says the usually it's just Talmud Torah. It's a keem of Talmud Torah d'araisa. But when it comes to this Shabbos, when you lay Tam Elyon, it's different. It's deeper. It's reenacting Maimon Har Sinai. And when you reenact Maimon Har Sinai, that's reflected by the fact that you do a different truck. You read it by Dibros. You're reenacting Maimon Har Sinai, so that already is stand up. That already stand up, just like they stood up, so too we stand up. But the Rambam, you look in the Rambam, he never mentions Tam Elyon. Only Tam Tachton. He never mentions Tam Elyon. That's why he's so angry about it. Because he just has Tam Tachton. It's just regular Kriyas HaTorah. It's regular Kriyas HaTorah. That's why he says you wouldn't be able to. But he's, if the Rav Soloveitchik said, even the Rambam would agree. If you laid the Tam Elyon, then it would be okay. He wouldn't be so upset. That is the Rambam and Rav Soloveitchik. So again, you see this Minhag Yisrael. A Minhag Yisrael to stand up. It has roots in the din, the real din d'rabbanan, which has its roots itself in a din d'araisa. Just by the way, Derek Agav, in Eretz Yisrael, you know, most shuls read it Tam, at least Yisrael and Veschanan, my understanding is they read it Tam Tachton. Shavuos is Tam Elyon, right? Which makes a lot of sense also. You know, Tam Elyon, during this weekend Veschanan, Shavuos is a reenactment. But the question is, then how could all the shuls stand up? They're reading a Tam Tachton, they still stand up, I think, in most places. So you have to look at one of the other Achronim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that it said that it's okay, because really, you stand up for a lot of parts of the Torah. It's not only Esar Zivrus. You stand up, we stand up last week, last Shabbos, for Oz Yashir. We stand up for Chazak. We stand up for the end of the Torah. We stand up for Ma'ona. So the fact that we stand up for other parts shows that we're not focusing just on Esar Zivrus, A. Or other Ramosha says, you know, many times the Rav or an Adam Chashev gets the Aliyah, so then you're standing up for him, because when the Rav gets an Aliyah, or when somebody else gets an Aliyah, you know, you stand up, that's why the Minhag Ramosha says, should be you stand up for the whole Aliyah. I mean, don't just stand up for that, so you stand up for the whole Aliyah. So also, you're standing up for beforehand and afterwards. So you're standing up for quote-unquote regular, there's no regular pasuk in the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, but you're standing up for non-Aseres and Nivros Pesukim, so that itself could show. Again, this is, that's what the Rav Soloveitchik's words. Indian minhagim eno stam tekes ba'alma, ela gidron kamosh amar b'gemara, kol de tekin rabbanan kei daraisa tekin, shekol adinim de rabbanan nefachim lios chelik b'torah shebapeh mi daraisa, kemochein hua henin minhagim, shebekulam yish eza kiyam o eza halacha, shel eza halacha, o eza chshasha le eza dea b'gemara o b'rishonim, v'chol minhag she'ein bo mishum zeh, hare yu tekes ba'alma v'stam ceremony, ve'eno minhag. It's not a minhag. And therefore, every minhag has to have some roots. And again, Rav Shechter quotes many minhagim that Rav Soloveitchik gave whole shiurim about. He quotes sitting versus Eretz Dibros, wearing a kittel on, wearing a talus on Yom Kippur, the chassan giving a drasha at his wedding. Many minhagim, you look here in Nefesh HaRav on page Chav Dalet and Chav Hei. Chav Dalet and Chav Hei. Okay. There's more, but we will move on. Here we go. Ibai Lahu. We're good? Ibai Lahu. Kuf Samach Beis. I'm a Beis, the last line. Again, many of these dafim here are yesterday's small, but that's why I had to speak a little bit about yesterday's daf. Okay. Ibai Lahu. Shnei Chidash Amru. Back to the halachas of Shtaris. The two lines that we said, we mentioned that two space, empty spaces of lines before the signature is Pasal Zashtar. Right, in between the content of the star and the Edom, it passes the star. So these two lines, Hein va'aviran, Odilma, Hein v'lo aviran, is the space, the two lines, and the air space that's normally in between two lines, or is it Hein v'lo aviran, they, and without the air space, meaning a smaller area would passel. Right, a small area, Hein v'lo aviran. So which is it? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mistavra de Hein v'aviran. Mistavra, it's just normal, what you would have thought. Two lines with the regular normal space in between, meaning a little bit more than two lines. Deisak atay da Hein v'lo aviran. Because if you say Hein v'lo aviran, they, without the airspace, Shita achas v'lo avir l'maychazia. Right, the whole issue with the two lines is we're worried that people are going to write something in there. So if it's less than two lines with the airspace, it's going to look forged. So look forward, we're all worried that they're going to write it online, and they're going to put their signatures on the next line, which we said yesterday was puzzle, right? So that's, but if it's less than two lines with the airspace, we're going to tell it's forged. So Ella, Shma mina hein va'avir and shma mina. So it must be they and their airspace. So right, regular two lines with the airspace in between, that's what's possible. The Rosh asks a very, very insightful question here. The Rosh says, one second. We just said, right, two lines of the airspace are gonna possible, but if you have Adim, psulim in it, then it's not gonna be a problem. So when they come to court and they have the airspace, why don't you just write an Adim psulim? Kasha the get, kasha the shtar. He comes to court, and they'll say, you know, how can you do this? This airspace. He said, okay, 1 minute. He signs it in, boom, it's kosher. Right? You know there's an answer to that kasha. That's one of those kasha, but the word the Rosh says, but why isn't that a simple answer? So says the Rosh, two different days. The Rosh says, Im kein hechem ishkachas detani hirchak zedim inexav shnei shidim pasol harik shiavol lebezdin yomru lo lemalosu bekrovim malachshiru l'shavar. They'll say, get your brother to sign this, and then they'll kasher it. Says the Rosh, the end of Siman Gimel. Two answers. Yesh mefarshim im yaviu lebezdin kodim shemalu bekrovim pasol. Number one, he says, no, if you bring it to Bezdin before you fill it in, pasol. Why? Kivan shebal lebezdin ba'od sheyesh b'chashash ziyuf. Shuv ein lo takana, umilsa below taimahu. Says, no, it must be, I'm not giving a reason, he quotes Rabbi Yonah, it must be that if you come to court and it's possible, period, you can't fill it in. Says the Rosh, it's below taimah, I'll give a big taimah. V'yesh v'nir ali, desvar ma'al yisahi, dechacham in pasl, and shtar zeh la'asoso me'ikar michsham shaziyuf. They're worried about forgery. V'yimbalif ne'bezdim v'lo nasa bo'ziyuf, hayaroy la'achshir, elo da'almua chacham l'takanta. They have to parcel it in order to make their din derabanan stick, for it to have teeth. If you say you can always kasher, then there's no point in saying that if you have airspace, if you don't have a pen? Right? If you have airspace, of course it's going to be parcel. You have to say that. You have to say that if you come to the Rosh says, it's obviously it's been with the whole chash was because chash ziyuf, so if you get your kerubim to sign here, that's also chash ziyuf. Right, only if it's there already. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah was a little more, the first shot that he gave from Rabbeinu Yonah was a little more formal. If it comes to court and has a problem, it stays a problem. Similar, it depends how it came in front of you. How it came in front of you, even if you could change something, it depends how it came in front of you. Reminds me of a halacha, that's not exactly the connected, but it's a parallel idea, that in Tziv has a tshuva. Tziv in the Hemek Davar has a tshuva for Shal Shudis. You need Lacha Mishnah for Shal Shudis, right, yesterday's parsha. Yes, we paskin. So what happens, says the Netziv, if you have two pieces? Let's say two slices of challah. So b'dieved, you can use that, two slices. What happens if you have one shalem? Is it better to cut it in half, so you have two pieces, a little keem of lecha mishnah, or, that's before you make hamotzi, right, of course you're going to cut it after hamotzi, or, no, it's shalem. Better to make a bracha on a shalem. Right, you can't have lecha mishnah. What could you do? Right, the shiloh was his son asked him. He always used to come late for shalosh shudis. Maybe he had a long mincha, and they never had whole challahs left. They always had pieces left. So should he ask somebody to save him a whole one, or should he just take two pieces? That was the shiloh. So the Siv says it depends how it came to you. If it comes to you and it's already two slices, wonderful. That's lecha mishnah. That's two slices. But if you could come and you could have a shalem, right? So then you should have the shalem. If it's in the kitchen and they bring it to you, or what if you know it's in the kitchen? I'm not sure what the Nesiv would say. If you know it's not in front of you yet. But again, it depends how it came before Necha. Once it comes in front of you, that's it. You deal with it how it came in front of you. You can't change it now. So, same thing here. Same exact idea. But again, if the star comes in front of you with the airspace, boom, that's it. You can't kosher it. You can't make it into something better. But if it's before it comes in front of you, so then it could change and you can kosher it. Okay, next. Fifth line. Rabbi Shabtai Omar. Rabbi Shabtai says, "Mishpat Dechizkiya, Shnei Shitin Sha'amru B'Ksav Yidei Edim V'Lo Ksav Yidei Sofer." The space that we're talking about is enough space that Edim sign and write, and not the Sofer. What's the difference? The Sofer is very meticulous, and the Sofer is able to write smaller because that's what he does for a living. So a sofer could write, right, sometimes you see these unbelievable pictures of Gdolim, and like one of their svarim that was written to make the picture. Like, how do you write so small? It's so tiny. I mean, I think my in-laws have the picture of Rosh Shlomo Zalman with Simon Aleph of the Mincha Shlomo, right? The whole Simon Aleph of Mincha Shlomo is whether that's it's appropriate or not, it's a separate question. You should write Sfarim into a picture. But either way, let's assume it's okay if it inspires people. But you know, they're not stepping it, you're hanging it up on the wall. So, Sofrim, like professionals, can write very small. So the lines that we're talking about here, says the Gemara, Adim, which is like regular people. Right, we can't write so small, so you have a little larger airspace. That's what the Rashbam says, it's a little Yosir Mechdei Shir Sofer. And again, it doesn't mean Adim per se, it means everybody. Everybody besides Sofrim. Right, that's what the Meiri says here. Don't think it's just Eid versus Sofer, it's anybody besides Sofer. My time, to call Adim is Zayef, and therefore, if it's a smaller area, it's kosher. It's not called airspace of two. Why? My time. The cold of Mizayef, Lav Lagabi Safra, also Mizayef. Because if somebody's going to forge the writing and the signatures, they're not going to get a sofer involved. Sofer's not going to want to get involved. So they're going to do it themselves. And if it's so small, they're going to be scared that they're not going to be able to do it well. They're going to be found out, and if they're not going to do it. So that's why if it's small, if there's only room for a sofer to write two lines with the airspace, then that is not good enough. Okay, the Rashbam also quotes here a big important topic, and that is a sofer does not want to lose his credibility in his field of expertise, which is a big discussion in Hilchas Kashrus. Uman lomar umnase, could you trust an uman, even if he's a guy, if he's not religious, in terms of certain ingredients, right? If you don't, because he doesn't want to lose his credibility, right? That's for Moshe's heter, famous heter of Chol of Yisrael and Chol of Akum. Right, Chol of Akum. Moshe Rabbeinu would say, oh, I don't need Chol of Yisrael. No, everybody has Chol of Yisrael. Halach and Shulchan Aruch. You have to drink Chol of Yisrael. It's just that Moshe says that in non-third world countries, in developed countries, like America and other countries, right, Israel, we generally have Chol of Yisrael anyway, but in America, because of the FDA regulations of dairy factories and dairy farms, based on uman lomara umnase, they don't want to lose their credibility, they don't want to lose their stamp of approval from the FDA, from the dairy association. That is why you can trust that there's nothing else in there except for cow's milk, and that is why it is considered Chalav Yisrael. Right, because by chalav, the din is, the issue is taroves treif. Right, by other parts of the types of halachas, bishol is not worried. Even if you watch the guy do it, it's still asum shebishol akum. But by chalav, it's specifically because we're worried about a taroves of treif inside. So therefore, based on uman lomar amnase, it would be okay. Right, that's Ramosha's bombshell heter of chalav Yisrael and chalav akum having the status of chalav Yisrael. Okay. Viter. So vakama. How much space to write which kind of letters do you need? Is this, if is two lines with its airspace in between, how much is that? So Amar of Yisla Bar Elazar could go lecha lecha ze al gabe ze, writing lecha one on top of each other, meaning, so you have to be worried because the lamed is a very high letter and the chaf is a very low letter, and they might get bang into each other. So somebody who only has very small airspace, they're going to have to squeeze these two types of letters in, they're going to be scared they're going to mess up, that they're going to touch these two letters together. So therefore, anything less than that is kosher. Any airspace less than that is kosher, because you could assume that they wouldn't get themselves into trouble. Alma, Kasavar, Shnei Shitin, Varba, Avirin, right, so that first shita, we're going to have three shitas, holds two spaces for words and four air spaces, because you need airspace between the two rows that he's writing, plus the one on top of it, because you're writing lecho, it might get mixed, a guy might knock into the line above it. So this verse sheet, this has two lines and two air spaces. Reb Chiya bar Ami Mishpe du Ulamar could go lamid milamala v'kaf milamata. No, it's lamid above and kaf below, meaning it is a smaller area that is needed. Alma k'savra shnei shitin v'shlosha avirin. Right, you only need a space for two words of writing and three air spaces. I mean, he's not worried about the space in between the lines. Right, he'll just make sure that they don't touch. He'll make sure they don't touch. The problem is the previous line is written already. Right, so you can't change anything about that. So you don't have to be worried about the previous line. You have to be worried about the space in between the two lines that he's writing. So that's why it is two lines that he's going to write and a little bit of avir in between, right? That's what the Rashbam says, the last two skinny lines. The bein shnei shitin dai lanu ba'avir echad. Shiyocho lamed es yado laharchik rosh lamed detachtona mikineged regal chafa el yona. A little less scared, right? So two and three. Rabbi Yavo Amar, kagon, baruch, kagon, this is the most machmer shita, kagon baruch ben Levi, b'shita achas. Like writing Baruch ben Levi in one shita, kasavar shita achas v'shnei avirin. Right? Again, the Rashbam explains the first white line, shnei avirin ika hacha echa lamala b'shel lamed de Levi v'echa lamata b'shel chavta Baruch. Right? Just two, one above, one below, but and one line in between. Right? That's all you need. The Rishon discuss, is this arguing on the Brisa before that of two lines? So the only space for one line. With the airspace around it, so you have to work out. Maybe he had another Brisa. Maybe this is how he interprets. Right? It says two lines. He says two lines of airspace, not the two lines of writing. So you got to work out because Rabbi Avoh and the Amora cannot really argue on the previous Brisa that says you need two lines and that's what passes. Period. Okay, those are the shitas of the distance. Next, Amar Rav. Lo shanu ela ben edim laksav. So we're about to have a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav is an Amman Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan is an Amman Beis. Lo shanu ela ben edim laksav. When do we say that two lines of airspace are a problem between the edim and the ksav? You have the content of the shtar, airspace between before the edim, that's a problem. Aval ben edim la asharta, afilu tuvanami kasher. But after the witnesses, that's when Bezdin put their stamp, the hanpeik, the stamp that after they verify the shtar, after they're mekayim the shtar, as we've spoken about, they put a stamp. It's like a, what are those things called? Right, I think Wishpanko, I'm sorry? A notary, but even the stronger notary for international documents. You have a pastille. Go to Beis Hashem, everybody should be zochah, make aliyah, and get a lot of apostilles. Right, it's a special stamp. So if there's space between the edim and the stamp, that's okay. You could have even more space than between the ksav and the edim. So we're going to get to Rabbi Yochanan, who says just the opposite. But this is Rav Shita. Rav says between the edim and the ashrata, you could have a lot of space. Maishta gav bein edim l'ksav. Dilma mizayif akasav my debai v'chasimi sadi. Why between the edim and the ksav do you not allow two lines? Because you're worried that he's going to forge in and write whatever he wants and sign signatures in there. Bein edim l'asharta nami. Mizayif akasav my debai v'chasimi sadi. Right? Aren't we worried? And he's going to get the false witnesses or put it next to the, might just fill it in. Right? So why aren't we worried? What's the difference? Dimitayitle. No, you fill it in with like designs and ink. You filled in the space with, that's what Rav says. Rav says you can fill it in with ink. The space in between the Edom and the Asharta. So the Gemara says, Yahachim Edom Lashtar Nami Mitayitle. Okay, so what's the difference? Why don't you fill in with ink in between the content of the star and the witnesses also? So Amri, no. Sadi atiyota hu dechasimi. If you say that, so then people are going to think, if you have, again, the content of a star, and then a bunch of ink splotches under it, then the witnesses, people are going to think that all the witnesses are signing on are the splotches. Signing that there's nothing written under here. They're just signing on a tiyota, but they're not signing on what's written in the star. So that's why you can't have that. Before the witnesses. Skamara says again, Bein Edim Lashrata Asharta Nami, Amri Bein Dina, Atiyota Huta Chasimi. So maybe the same thing. Bezdin's only be Mekayim, the witnesses, or be Mekayim, the ink. They're not be Mekayim, what's written in it. Skamara says, no. Bein Dina, Atiyota Lo Chasimi. No, Bezdin doesn't do that kind of thing. Bezdin's not going to give their stamp for blotches. That's not what Bezdin does. They're not going to do that. And therefore, we could assume that that's why the space is only going to be allowed after the Edim, before the Asharta, and not before it. There's something to talk about here, but let's just continue for a minute. The Lechash Dilma Gaiz Leila Ela. Well, still, why aren't we worried that the top part will be cut off? Umachigle litiyuta, and he'll erase the tiyuta and the ink. He'll write a whole new star right above the stamp of Bezdin. Why are we worried about that? And Rav already says, and this is Rav, we're talking about, she does Rav here. Rav says, if you have a whole star that's erased, and you see over all the erasure is the document and the witnesses, even though you could see something was written under it, it's okay. It's kosher. Because everything was on the machak. Everything was on what was erased. So, that's a problem. So why are we worried about that? So, ha, nichal Rav Kahana, demasi, la mishmei de Shmuel, Shapir, according to Rav Kahana, who said that this last statement that we just quoted wasn't really Rav, but it was Shmuel, then you can say there's no problem. Two different opinions. Rav would say that is a problem, and therefore, we would never kasher it, so you're not worried about that. El Rav Tivyomi, demasi, la mishmei de Rav, Michael Meimar. But according to Rav Tivyomi, who said it in the name of Rav, We have a problem. Kesavar kolkiya gavna imakaymen oso minashrata shabo eliminate shabo. Period. So the answer is no, because in that type of case, we wouldn't be makayim it from the ashrata. That ashrata wouldn't work. We would kasher the shtar. That's what Rav said. The shtar would be kosher. Meaning, even if it's all on erasure, right? You have the document and the edim on something that's erased. Then it's a kosher shtar, but it's not considered makuyim. If you have the ashrata all the way at the bottom, you're gonna have to get a new one, and therefore it's not gonna be a problem of a chance of a forgery, because they're gonna have to be mekayin the shtar again anyway. That is all shitas Rav. Let's go back for a minute. Why wouldn't Beis Din sign on the tiyuta? What's the problem with that? So the Yad Rama says a very large principle. The Yad Rama says, you know why? Because mechzi kechucha v'tzlula. It's not covetic for Beis Din to do such something like that. Looks like a joke. This is what Beis Din does. Edom could sign that there's nothing written under this ink blotch. But Beis Din, says the Arama, the Beidini lo chasimi amili dechucha v'tzlula. Beis Din aren't going to do that. And then he says, Ela Beidina karchacha ashrata desmichilu chasimi v'ashrata u'mafarish behedya. He says maybe it's what's written in the ashrata saves it, but the first day of the Arama is chucha v'tzlula. We don't want to make Beis Din into a joke, and therefore halacha definitely cannot take that into account. There are many examples, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, where this comes up, this concept. I'll start with the Gemara. This comes up in the Gemara in Maseches Erevin. Kechucha v'tzlula. Daf on Samach Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara there talks about bitul rishus. Different people live in an area, and you want to be able to carry. So, you know, you set aside an Erev. Let's say you didn't set aside an Erev Chaseris before Shabbos. So, you're allowed to be Mevatel Rishus before Shabbos. I nullify my Rishus. I'm your guest for Shabbos. This is yours for all the Shabbos. What happens if they didn't do that? Could they be Mevatel Rishus one to the other, and then the other one to the other one, because they want to carry around your stuff and then my stuff? So, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mevatelin V'chozrinu Mevatelin. Rav holds, you're allowed to be Mevatel, and then Ruvain to Shimon, and then Shimon to Ruvain. Rashi says, Shnayim Adarim b'chatzar achas, v'lo irvu, Mevatel zeh rishus lazeh, ashi yaseh tzrachav, v'yachzor zeh, v'yavatel lazeh. That's what Rav says. Mevatel v'chozer mevatel. Shmuel amar, ein mevatel v'chozer mevatel. Shmuel says, no way. They can't do that. Why? Because it's chucha v'tzlula. Chucha v'tzlula, it's like a joke. Whose rishus is it? Is it yours? Is it mine? Halacha doesn't function like it's not going to function. Rashi says chucha schok telula leitzanis. It's not that can't be. Halacha doesn't work that way. If people are going to laugh and think of it as a joke, so then that is not going to work. So again, this comes up very halachal ma'aseh in many different examples. I'll just mention a couple of them. The important hagos maimonios, which all the machzarim quote, and that is in Ne'ilah, and many ever daven Ne'ilah before. There's a line in Ne'ilah that we say, I read Hayom Yifne Hashem Yavo V'Yifne Kipan Hayom. So in all the machzarim, it says if you're saying this, and there's an asterisk, and on the bottom of the and the machzar it says if you're saying this after Shkia, don't say Hashem Yavo V'Yifne, because it's a lie. If it's Shkia already passed. So that's what the Hagos Hamania says. Gam Rabuseinu Apaitanim Sheyastu Hakrovitz Daitam Kain Haya Sheyastu. The whole sugya here is he's talking about that you have to do Ne'ilah before Shkia, right? That's what he's mentioning here. So Sheyastu Bekrovitz Shal Ne'ilah Terem Yavo Shemesh Hayom Yifne Hashem Yavo Yifne Kifan Hayom V'Lo Kiyavar V'Kehena Rabos V'HaOmer Kain Balayla K'Shekvar Avar Hayom Lo Chash LeKimche. That means he doesn't take care of his flour. The umechzi kichucha v'tfula lomer dvarim she'enam kein lefnei hashchina. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that the sun already set. So what are you saying that for? So again, chucha v'tfula in terms of the nusach, habracha. That's one example of chucha v'tfula. Right, there's another. The Birka Yosef writes again, very halacha lemaisa. Birka Yosef writes in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin. Let's say there is a ben chutz la'aretz that is in Eretz Yisrael right after Sukkos. And he is here, or she is here, when Eretz Yisrael starts saying V'sein Talamatar. Right, and then he goes back to Chutz La'aretz. So he was here when they changed. Then he's going to go back. So he's saying V'sein Talamatar. He's going to go back to V'sein Bracha, and then he goes back to V'sein Talamatar. Chucha v'tfula. Once you start saying Saint Talamatar, you stay saying Saint Talamatar. Birka Yosef, Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Vav. He says, Nira Lee Dekivan Tekvar Hischa Lishol Mivav Mar Cheshvan Hain Baodenu Beret Yisrael Yielo Moshech Min Hago VeYishal Kavnei Eret Yisrael Delolavi Kachucha Vitzlula. So again, here in our Gemara, it's termed Bezdin shouldn't be looked at as a farce, but it is really it's expanded upon that all halacha should not be looked at as a farce. Just another one. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah quotes the last siman in Hilchos Tzitzis, siman Chaf Dalin, that we know that the Shulchan Aruch says when they're looking at your tzitzis, Yesh Noagim Lehistakel B'Tzitzis Kishemagiyim L'Risa Moso. There are those that have the minhag to look at their tzitzis during Shema when they say the words Arisa Moso. When you see them, the Litain Osam Al Ha'inayim, and to put this is in the Shulchan Aruch to put them on the eyes. Uminhag yafehu v'chibuve mitzvah. It's a minhag yafeh, right? To put them on the eyes by your reisim oso. The Rama adds gam noagim ksas l'nasheka tzitzis b'shar shero abam, right? To kiss the tzitzis when you look at them. V'hakolu chibuv mitzvah. Chibuv mitzvah. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Again, we think this is a late break in a minhag. No, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch or reisim oso. Put the tzitzis over one's eyes and to kiss the tzitzis as well. So the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Nimsa b'shem akadmonim shekola ma'avir. It's quoting this from the Berhetev. Shekola ma'avir tzitzis aleinav kishakori parshas tzitzis yehi muftach shelo yavo lidei simui einayim. Somebody does that. It's a skula not to lose one's eyesight. And then he adds hasuma. What about somebody who's sumer chmona l'tzlan? Yesh lo lechos at tzitzis biyado b'shas kriyashma. Afal pichinemar u'isim oso. He should also hold his tzitzis, but he should not put them over his eyes by u'isim oso. Kivan sheyeshno b'riya etzel acherim. Right, but he should hold them because it is in the parsha of u'isim oso. Aval ahaber at tzitzis al einav lo. Mechzi kechuchav etzlula. Again, there it is. Right, he shouldn't put them over his own eyes because, again, chuchav etzlula. It should not be done. Again, many other examples, but we will continue now. Okay? Weiter. Says the Gemara, let's finish up. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Shanu. So that was all Rav Shita. Rav says that between the content of the Shtar and the Edom, you're allowed two lines. Between the Edom and the stamp of Bezdin, you could have even more. Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Lo Shanu, Ala Bein Edom Laksav, that's when you're allowed to have two. Ala Bein Edom Lashrada, Afilu Shita Achas Basel. Even one line is going to be puzzle. Rashbam says even if it's full of ink, Tosas argues on that. But Rashbam says even if it's full of ink, it's not going to work. Maishna bein edim lashrata. So now we ask, what's the difference between edim and ashrata? Why between the edim and the ashrata? What are you worried about? Dilma gaiz li loy. Well, you're worried that you're going to cut off the whole top. Because of huve edim b'shita achas, and you're going to write the ksav and the edim in one line. Vikasavar, meaning if you only have a little space there, you'll just chop off the top of the star. You'll write everything right above the ashrata. And ksavar star haba huve edim b'shita achas kasher. And the problem is you hold that this star is kosher. If you write the whole star and the edim in one line, it's a kosher star, so you're going to chop off the top of the star. You're going to put this right in front of the ashrata. And that's why you're going to apostle. That's why you can't even have one line. So, ihachi bein edim l'ksav nami. So why don't you have the same chash earlier? Dilma gaiz leiloi. Maybe you'll chop off the whole top of the star. The kas of my deboi, v'chasim isandi. And you write whatever you want, and the edim will sign it. So the Gemara answers no. Kasavar, star, habahu, b'shita achas, v'edim, b'shita acheres, pasol. No, because we hold a star where you have the content on one line and the edim on the next line, that's going to be pasul. So if you have it all on one line, right, so that's going to be kosher. So that's why you get a pasul even if one line in front of the asharta. But in the case between the content and the edim, you're not forging the edim. Right, so that's why you're gonna have the star written above the edim. We're gonna passel that because of this chash. Because of the chash, we're gonna passel it. V'leichas dil ba'kasav huve edim b'shita achas va'amar anol rabos be'edim hudavdi. Maybe he'll add edim next to the star, and then he'll just have more edim underneath. He'll say, "Oh, I'm just doing it to have more edim." Lefar se milsa. So the Gemara says, "No, kasavar kolki hagavna." If that's true, we're only going to what? This is the Edim Shalamata, the real ones. But we're going to make him prove the Edim, the above ones that he, quote unquote, might have forged in. And that will prevent him from forging because he will have to prove it. Again, as the Torah quotes, halacha l'maisa, exactly what we exactly what we just said here. The Torah quotes in Simen Memhei, Shtar Habakula Beshita Achas, a shtar that it's all on one line. The Eda Beshita Acheris and the Edom are on the next line, Pasul. If you have a two-line shtar, it's possible. The Shema here, Chiku Ha'edem Me'ashtar Shita Achas. Maybe you wrote the shtar and there was a little space in between, and you just cut off the whole top of the shtar. The Chata Kol Ashtar, the Kasav Zeh Ashtar, but with a shita, but so Edem Chasumin Alav. Right? So if you have it all, you have the shtar, and then the Edem, the next line, it's not going to work. The same line, it's okay. The same line is okay, a one-line shtar. But a two-line shtar, it is not good. What if you have designs, the Bach here talks about, what if you have designs around the witnesses, or designs around the whole shtar, and you could tell? So you have to Dionysus use his head. If it looks like it was all there, and it's not it wasn't possible to be forged, then it would be okay. But if not, then we have to be worried, and we have to be choshesh. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue with Gufa and more halachas of shtaris. Let's not make halacha in a chucha v'tfula.